from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening.
Big rush by Kansas City. Spinning around is Jackson. He will throw it late at the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. It's a touchdown for the Ravens. 9 yards deep in the end zone by Isaiah Likely. And what a great play by Lamar Jackson to keep the play alive.
By a toe. Wow.
We won by that much.
Literally a toenail. If he had trimmed it the night before, we might be telling a different story today.
I am exhausted.
Maybe he should have worn some different colored cleats.
Did you hear Patrick Mahomes at his news conference?
Oh,
I don't know if we had that when they said, do you have any advice for Isaiah Likely? Wear white cleats next time.
Boy, they barely got out of that one alive because Harbaugh said if they had scored,
they were going for two.
He was going for two.
Oh, I know it.
So it wasn't exactly a done deal.
Well,
but
I'm just going to stop all of you right here. And by all of you, I mean the three of y'all.
Here we go.
You know,
the new expert in football has arrived.
I need to say a couple of things.
Oh, God.
I was very clear yesterday that I thought Xavier Worthy was going to be incredible.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Check. That the list really goes on and on. We don't have time in a 4-hour show to break down all of the things that I called that ended up happening last night. But Dan Weinbaum, I will say this, out of this entire team, was the one who acknowledged live during the game that everything I predicted yesterday during this program with respect to that Chiefs game came true.
I beg to differ.
Other than the Chiefs winning, I don't recall any predictions you made.
The one prediction that you did make most certainly did not happen. It wasn't even a guy on the Chiefs who scored the first touchdown, let alone Noah Gray.
Well, but Noah Gray did well.
He did.
And then the other one, Mr. Steele. Hello, Mr. Steele. Scott was like, you better just pipe down. He's not going to get any playing time. Every time I looked out there, there's Fabio with the ball.
Yeah, kickoff returns.
No, he did get a couple of runs.
It was such an exciting game.
It was good practice for him. Had to get some reps.
Shut up.
Now, Isaiah Pacheco is RB1, obviously.
Clearly.
You know, the New York Times picked this up today, of course, in The Athletic, and said, and I'm just quoting here, this is the last thing the rest of the NFL wants to hear, but this Chiefs team is better than last season's iteration.
Definitely nerve-wracking. I mean, because it looked good from my angle on the sideline. But then the first view you saw, you could see the cleat. So that's a great football team, and I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the playoffs. So now we're happy with the win now, and he's got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
Wow.
Have you guys seen the memes of someone cut out a little notch, you know, where they zoom in on the Ravens' toe and said all of Baltimore be like, his foot's in, and it's like a little notch that's cut out to make it look like in that one spot his foot was in. The memes on this thing on Twitter last night were hilarious.
Now, kudos to the camera crew.
Oh, amen.
Sure, of course.
For capturing all that.
Absolutely.
Did you place your bet for the score prediction?
Okay.
I mean, we're going down all the things that you predicted correctly.
Yeah, and all the things were right. Mm-hmm. Everything she said on the show yesterday turned out to be true.
I will tell you this. I would have gotten the score wrong, and I would have gotten the first touchdown scorer wrong. But my son told me.
Then what did you predict right?
My son told me, put your money on the Ravens kid to score first, and he did. And I just didn't get the bet in time.
Okay, you want us to believe that?
No, for real. I was sitting at dinner and I go, doggone it. I forgot to place the bet on Pacheco scoring first.
So what prediction?
And then I looked up and it was the Ravens guy that scored first. And my phone goes off and it was my youngest son going, told you.
So what prediction did you get right?
That Steele would play a lot, that Gray would do very well, that Worthy is incredible. And by the way, that's the second. I wouldn't say the second. There's a lot of mistakes the Bills have made, but they handed us Mahomes. Is this true?
So yes. In the Mahomes
and
draft,
Xavier Worthy,
yeah,
correct?
When we drafted Mahomes, we traded up to get the 10th pick. Right. We traded with the Buffalo Bills to get that 10th pick. This last draft, obviously, we were supposed to be 32nd because we won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Well, we didn't want to be 32nd, so we called our good buddy the Bills and said, hey, any chance you want to trade that 28th spot for us? And they said, sure, why not?
I told Dana,
and we picked right up Xavier Worthy.
I said, in the future, when, you know, up in Buffalo, if the phone rings and caller ID says Kansas City Chiefs, don't answer.
I agree.
I saw on Twitter last night a lot of people in the Bills world just so upset about Worthy.
Dan, the NFL tweeted, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
The Bills handed over Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy to Kansas City. I mean, you guys, this season is going to be so exciting.
When they pulled that reverse with Worthy.
Yeah.
And was that in the first quarter?
Yeah.
I think it was. I almost lost track of him. That's how fast he is.
He just cut through everybody. I don't even think he was touched. Barely.
He wasn't. He just
he zagged.
Okay, wait.
28 yards.
The other meme.
Traffic.
Runs a 4.240.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was like, hey.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill was like, oh my gosh. The NFL also tweeted, it was like a blurry photo as he ran by.
And they said, only picture we could get.
The only picture we could get.
And then Noah Gray, tight end number two.
Well, no, I agree. How does Xavier Worthy drop to 28th in that draft?
I don't know. Or ask it another way. How did we know?
Well, the reason he dropped is because of his physical size. Yes, he's incredibly fast, but he is very small for a wide receiver.
Yeah, so is Tyreek Hill.
Well, true.
We can't read Tyreek's tweet about it, but it was funny. It was basically, damn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Huh? All those people with their stats and their numbers and their combines and their body size and weight and all that kind of stuff. They're like, yeah, he probably won't do so well in the NFL because he's smaller. Perhaps.
Take
that's
that.
What they were thinking.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Two of three.
Can we please hear One Toe Over the Line, Sweet Jesus, that has now been made into a new song called One Toe Over the Line?
Okay.
Sweet Jesus! One of our listeners last night said, that's going to have to be the song of the season.
I will say this,
though. Sorry.
And this is probably going to rub a lot of the Chiefs Nation wrong. We saw the NFL MVP on that field last night, and he doesn't wear the number 15.
Lamar Jackson is an impressive player.
He is.
But he doesn't have all the other things. You have to have all the things.
That's right.
That's the difference.
You have to have the Worthy and the Gray and the Fabio and the Kelsey. Lamar, you got to have the whole thing.
Lamar Jackson is the best player in the NFL.
Well, you have to have an offensive line, which Lamar Jackson does not have.
We call that the O-line, Sam.
It's called yet.
You guys need to watch Dana break down a game. We might have to all watch the Chiefs game together next time.
I don't think.
No, I think you would really learn some things.
How much does it pay?
Somebody says, am I listening to a sports station? No, because a sports station would break down the game. We're just talking about the game.
Oh, I saw 100 women this morning. The first thing they all said was, oh my God, did you see that game last night?
Listen, librarian 6717, I'm sorry that you don't like sports. But let me be very clear. The ratings on that game last night are going to be back? Not yet.
I'll look. I bet they are.
I guarantee you, in Kansas City, they pulled a 90 share.
You got to wear white cleats next time. That's my advice for him.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, text line taking offense to your assertion that Lamar Jackson's the best one.
He's the best player in the NFL. Ooh. There is no doubt in my mind.
Man, I can't go that far.
Okay.
He's very, very good.
Coming up on the program, we have so many things. One of our favorite friends of the program, multiple friends of the program, is a crime victim overnight. We are going to help them get back what was stolen from them overnight, not in Kansas City, in Wichita, of all places. We're going to talk about that.
Ne'er-do-wells.
We have a surprise guest coming in for Scott in the 5 o'clock hour.
Ne'er.
You know the 5 o'clock hour is festivals.
I'm quite aware.
So you're going to have a grievance, I'm sure.
Yes. We have.
Is this an animal?
We have a guest that will be attending Festivus with us today.
Fur or feathers?
I'm not going to talk about it. It is a surprise. Why does everyone always assume it's an animal?
because always an animal.
That's all you ever book.
I take offense to that.
And then they come in here and they pee, or they don't do what they're supposed to do, or they bite. It's just like, why are you here?
And then we're not going to spend a ton of time talking about it, but the idiot shooter's idiot father has been charged. Mm-hmm. Good riddance. Bye-bye.
Could go, if found guilty, could go to prison for 180 years.
Good.
Obviously, that's
good.
Life.
Bye.
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.